Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about by Rory Sutherland. Sophie, I have to ask, what's the most irrational thing you've ever bought that you absolutely loved?
Oh, easy. A $50 candle that smells like a library. It's just wax and fragrance, but every time I light it, I feel like I'm in a Victorian novel. And that's exactly the point of this book. Value is never just about what something is made of.
Right. Sutherland says we've been sold a lie that humans are rational. We're not. We're emotional, status-seeking, and deeply irrational. And he argues that the most profitable ideas are often the ones that seem totally illogical.
He calls this alchemy, turning something seemingly worthless into gold by changing its perceived value, not its physical substance. And he's not just theorizing. He was a legendary ad man, so he has real-world stories.
One of my favorites is the Eurotunnel. The logical problem was that ticket buying was slow, so the logical solution would be to speed it up. But Sutherland says the real problem wasn't speed, it was anxiety. People worried they'd miss the train.
So they introduced a soft booking system where you could just show up and get on the next train. That didn't change the actual speed, but it removed the anxiety. The logical fix addressed a symptom, the alchemical fix addressed the emotion.
Exactly. And that's the core idea. Perception is reality. A cheap wine tastes better in a heavy bottle with an expensive label. A journey feels shorter when broken into interesting segments. The frame changes everything.
He also talks about the Pepsi paradox. In blind taste tests, people prefer Pepsi. But when they know the brand, they prefer Coke. The brand isn't just a label, it's a frame that alters the entire experience.
And then there's his critique of what he calls the McKinseyification of the world. When you only measure what's easy to measure, you optimize for the wrong things. You cut the wasteful frills, but those frills are often what create loyalty.
Right. A beautiful lobby, a friendly receptionist, an unexpected free gift. The logical mind sees only cost. The alchemical mind sees hidden value.
He's got this great example about traffic. A village in the UK reduced accidents not by adding speed bumps, but by removing all road markings and signs. The uncertainty forced drivers to slow down. More control wasn't the answer, more ambiguity was.
That's so counterintuitive. And he applies this to everything, public health, climate change, and even dating apps. The logical solution is often the obvious one, which means everyone else is already doing it. True magic happens when you embrace the illogical.
He also defends waste like first-class seats and designer handbags. From a purely logical standpoint, they're useless, but they signal status. And status is one of the most powerful human motivators.
Tesla is a perfect example. They didn't sell a guilt-free electric car. They sold a high-status, high-performance car that happened to be electric. The signal was more important than the function.
So what's the one thing you're taking away from this?
For me, it's that we need to stop asking what makes sense and start asking what might feel right. The answer is often something that sounds a little crazy, and that's exactly why it works.
Totally. And if you want to dive deeper into this or any other book, Sophie?
Oh, yeah. The whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. With over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So stop optimizing and start alchemizing. We'll see you in the next one.
Bye.